We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Hey Omad Aleph, and we are beginning the bottom line of Kuf Lamed Aleph Amad Beis, the two dots. We learned in our Mishnah that even though we know Mila is Deicha Shabbos, but a Mila of a Suffolk, we'll see what that means very soon, and our Dragoness, the Tanakhama says you're not Mechal Shabbos, Yehuda says by our Dragoness you could be Mechal Shabbos, and we'll see about that later on, Pshad Mechalikas Yehuda and Chamim on the next day's blot. Vezok the Gemara, Tanu Rabbanan, our Losoi. In the pasuk it says, "V'yoyim hashmini yimol b'sar arlosoi." In the Gemara darshins, arlosoi it's mashma coming to mayit something. Arlosoi only his arla, and we're coming to mayit arlosoi vade deicha Shabbos. A vade arla is deicha Shabbos for loy sofik deicha Shabbos. Loy sofik deicha Shabbos. A sofik is not deicha Shabbos. Oh, we'll see what sofik is soon. Arlosoi vade deicha Shabbos. Loy adroigenes deicha Shabbos. Only a Vaday Mila is Deicha Shabbos, but not Adragonis. Adragonis is a person, a baby who's born with both simonim of male and female. So that also is not Deicha Shabbos. Yehuda argues, and he says, Oimer, Adragonis Deicha Shabbos, Fonish Karas, is Deicha Shabbos, and he's Chayiv Mila, he's even Chayiv Karas, he doesn't do the Mila. And the Brisa goes further. Another drasha from Arlosoi, Vade Deicha Shabbos, Loi Noilad Bein Hashmashas Deicha Shabbos. A baby was born Erev Shabbos Bein Hashmashas. So we're not sure if he was born on Friday or Shabbos. If he's born on Shabbos, then the Mila is supposed to be next Shabbos. If the baby was born on Friday, then the Mila is next Friday. So the halacha is, when you have Shas Safek, you can't give the Mila on Friday, because until 8 days, you're not allowed to give the Mila. In just a case, Shabbos was the day, so you can't do the Mila too early. Now, the other choice is to make it on Shabbos, but on Shabbos it's a Suffolk. Maybe this is really the ninth day. So therefore, Aloch is, you have to push it off to Sunday, because a Suffolk is not Deicha Shabbos. Aloch says, Vad Deicha Shabbos, Loi Noilu Kshu Mal Deicha Shabbos. Another Aloch is that if the baby is born Mahul, the Aloch is, you're not Deicha Shabbos. What's the Pshat? Beishami Emrim, Tzarech Hatam and Dan Bris. Beishami holds, you have to, even when a Noilad Mal means that the baby is not Noilad and looks like there's no Arla, still you have to be Matav Menon Dan Bris. And in the Gemara's Avoy, the reason is because your Choshesh, maybe there really is Arla there, but it's pressed down and you don't realize that there's an Arla there. And therefore you have to, Mesafik, you have to be Matav Menon Dan Bris. And we still remain Tzarech, you don't have to do it. And either way, even if Beishami holds, you do have to take out some blood, you cannot do that on Shabbos, because again, that's really a Suffolk. And Omer of Shem Ve'lozal, Lenech Ve'Shami Ve'Shil, Al-Doyel Kshumol, Shetzarech Lehatam and Dambris. Both Ve'Shami Ve'Shil, according to Rav Shem Ve'lozal, hold that even a baby who's Noilad and looks like there is no Arla, there is no foreskin, the Lach is you do have to make a little bit Dambris, you do have to take off something. Why? Because Arla Kvushi, because it's a Suffolk, maybe it's an Arla there, just pressed down. What's the machlekes? Al gerushin is gar kshumol. Talking about a goy who had a regular mila, let's say an Arab, and now he wants to become a yid, and we know a ger has to have a mila. So there, beishami imrim charchat v'nedabris. Even though there's nothing to do, but you have to be mighty some blood to be yitza the mila with the gerus, the mila for the gerus. So he said, lo imrim ain't charchat v'nedabris. You don't have to be matadam bris. But according to Rav Shimon Lozal, kuli yama. A noilad mal, you have to matter down bris, but you can't do it on Shabbos. So a kaponim we have here, a brisa, that learns out of the pasuk Arlo Soy, that only a vada is deicha Shabbos, but not a sofik, not a dragonist, if you want on the yomar, not the ben hashmashis, and not someone who's noilad mal, if you want on the yomar. That all these things are not deicha as a Shabbos. So first of all, Tosfos speaks out, as a kasha, that if it's a Suffolk, what's the Havnich Deicha Shabbos? It's only a Suffolk. Let's say Adragonis or Onel ben Ashmashas. What's the Havnich should be Deicha Shabbos? It's a Suffolk. So Tosfos says the Pasuk is only a Smachta. And really the Pasuk is really a Smachta, and it's not for all these things. Not for all these things. That's what Tosfos picks out. But other Rishonim answer are different Teretz. They say, the Tosfos speaks out, Ikav Adragonis, it's really a Smachta. Other Rishonim speak out like this, that it's nafkamina is like this. Let's say someone head and goes and does a mila on a person who has a Suffolk mila, let's say he goes ahead and does it on Shabbos. So if you learn Stam a Suffolk, so you can't mechayev him misa for doing something wrong on Shabbos, because it's Suffolk, maybe what didn't need a mila. But now that we have a miyat, that every Suffolk you're now allowed to do on Shabbos, now it becomes an Issa Gomer do on Shabbos. So if someone goes ahead and mal a Suffolk, is mal a Suffolk baby on Shabbos, he'll be chayiv misa because of Issa Shabbos. That's the nafkmina all the Rishonim say. Zok the Gemara Vaitas. Now the Gemara will just elaborate a little bit on different points of this brisa. Amar, instead of that our loss is coming to might, one of the things coming to might is v'loy sofik doiches haShabbos. We also had in our Mishnah sofik v'adreganus. What is this sofik we are referring to? Lasuye might. What is this coming to teach us? Which type of sofik? Can't mean the sofik of v'nashmash. Just the bright, it says adreganus nel v'nashmash nel kushumal. So which sofik is this referring to? The Gemara answers, it's coming for this type of sofik. Lasuye hodotan rabbanon. For the following thing we learned in the Braisa. The halacha is in the Braisa, it says, Ben Shiva, a baby born after 7 months of pregnancy, Michal Amal Shabbos. Michal Shabbos do mila on it because it's a bar kayama. It's a baby who's going to live. Ben Shemayna, but if it's born in the eighth month, Eimachal before the ninth month, Eimachal Amal Shabbos. Not Michal Shabbos. In those days before the Shtanu Ativim, or maybe nowadays, we'll say different reasons, but in those days, a Ben Shemayna was a Nefel, and it was considered it's for sure going to die, it's not going to last. And Bizman Azeh, either the Shtanu Ativim, like some of the Achrayim say, or we're never exactly sure what's a Ben Shemayna, and therefore, we always have to Mechal as a Shabbos, because we're not sure exactly when she became pregnant, so we're not sure exactly what's the 8th month. Even if someone has a due date, that's not exact. But like upon him, the Braisa says a fact, that Ben Shiva, the Loch is Mechal as a Shabbos, Ben Shemayna ain't Mechal as a Shabbos. If you have a Sofik Ben Shiva, Sofik Ben Shemayna, you're not sure if the baby is Ben Shiva, Ben Shemayna, Ey Mechal Mas Shabbos, you don't do a Mila, and that is what we're referring to when it said Sofik Ein Deicha Shabbos, said our Mishnah, said the Braisa, Sofik is not Deicha Shabbos, we're referring to a Sofik Ben Shiva, Sofik if the baby is in the 7th month of pregnancy or in the 8th month of pregnancy, and then it's a Nefel, so Yenet Sofik, you don't do a Mila. Ben Shemayna, let's say the Braisa adds on another halacha, a Ben Shemayna, a baby is born in the 8th month of pregnancy, which we consider a nafel. Hareyuke Evan, it's like a stone. V'osol taltlay, the baby is muksa actually, because it's like it's dead. Aval imoy shoyche umani kosoi preyasakona. But if the mother is very full of milk in her dadim and she has to express the milk, so she'll let her feed the baby in order to get rid of the milk. Preyasakona, because sakona for the isha to have the milk in her, therefore she can nurse the baby. So it sounds like from here there will only be a sakonas lefashis. Tosfos and Divrei Maaseh Preah Sakana says that you don't have to come onto sakana, even without a sakana, l'chayra al tsar alone shiimutah, because a malacha shein tzricha legufa, and therefore shiimutah even b'makim tsar, even without being a sakana, that you should be able to get rid of the milk. Malka ponim, that's a whole sugya by itself. And l'maisa, halacha l'maisa v'paskin, if the isha is very engorged, she could be moitzi the milk, as long as she ruins the milk, and that becomes a malacha shein tzricha legufa, because no purpose of it, and therefore it's definitely mutter in such a case where you're ruining the milk, because since it's tsar for the mother, so that's why it's mutter. Al kaponim, that's atkan the Gemara, that's pshat and sofik. It means a sofik ben shiva, sofik ben shemana. Now the Gemara is going to go back to the discussion about noilad mahal. We had in the Braisa before that if a baby is born mahal, that means the baby is born without an arla, without a foreskin. So there's a two-way machlekes there. First, the Braisa says, Tanakama says, machlekes b'sham b'shil. According to b'sham, you have to matif menu dam bris, which is a machlekes, what it means exactly. It maybe means to make a little scratch, or maybe to peel a little skin off. That's what Rabbi Shami holds. Rabbi Shami holds you don't have to. Then Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, no, everyone holds you have to at Tavas Ban Bris, and the whole Machloikis is only by Ger. If a Ger is no Ger that was more like an Arab, does he need a Mila or not? And a common fear of Shimon Elazar, since we always pass like Rabbi Shimon, that a Noiled Mal would need a Tavas Ban Bris. Mashenke Tid Tanakama, since we pass like Rabbi Shimon, you would not need a Tavas Ban Bris by a Noiled Mal. So what's the Halacha L'maisa? So Itmar. Rav Omar Halacha Katanakama. Rav says Halacha is like Katanakama. That means we pass in that it's Machlekes Beis Shama Beis Hillel of Noel and Mal has to be Matav Dam Bris. Therefore, if a baby is Noel and Mal, you do not have to do a Bris at all. Forget about Shabbos. You don't have to do a Bris at all. With Shmuel Omar Halacha Kershim Velaza. We pass in Shem Velaza, you do have to do a Tavas Dam Bris. So Gemara brings a mice about this. Rav Ada Bar Hava Sialde Yahuyanuka. The Rav Ada Bar Hava had a baby. Kishumal, and the baby was born mal. Ahadre, and it was Shabbos bris. A Shabbos was supposed to be a Shabbos bris. Ahadre atleisim aloi. Rav Ada Bar Hava brought him to 30 different moyalim and asked them, please, can you do the bris on Shabbos? They didn't want to do the bris because what's the reason? Because we spoke at even if you hold like Beis Shammai that you have to do a Tavas Dam Bris, but on Shabbos you can't do it because why you allowed to do a Tavas Dam Bris? Because it's a Sofik. Because it's a Sofik, maybe it's the skin is pressed down. And they didn't want to do it. He's Sofik, it's a loss of Vada, a loss of Sofik. So they didn't want to do the Mila. A Vada Bava wanted to do the Mila, they didn't want to do the Mila. So he said, you know what, I'm doing it myself. Ad shav yekrosh shivcha. He did it himself, and unfortunately, he made the baby into a krosh shivcha. He cut the gid in a bad way and made the baby into a krosh shivcha and couldn't have children. Terrible thing happened. Omar, so Rav Abba said to himself, tasily, I deserve this. The Avdi Adarav. I was over on Rav. Rav said he passed like Tanakama. That nailed mall does not need a Tavasvan Bris. And I was over on Rav. You don't even need a Tavasvan Bris. Omar of Nachman, Vad Shmuel Avar. And Shmuel, you weren't over on Shmuel, said we're passing of Shimra Loza. Yeah, but Shmuel only said that we passing the idea of Tavas Dabris. Who said you could do it on Shabbos? Aimadam of Shmuel Bechoril, but Shabbos mi Omar, he never said you could do it on Shabbos. So either way, Mamorov Shach, you're doing Shloika Din. Because even if you hold the idea of Tavas Dabris, we pass in the Losoi Vadai, Veloi Sophic, and this is Al Sophic. So what's Pshar of Ad Bahava? He wasn't like anyone. Zachta Gemara, who, for who, Rad Bahava himself, Sova Vadai Ola Kvushi. He held that Pshar in the Shita that holds that Noel Admol has to do a Tavas Dabris, not because of a Sophic Arla Kvusha. It's a Vade Arla Kvusha. We assume for sure the Arla is pressed down. And therefore, you could do it on Shabbos. And since he passed the Shema Lazar, you could do it on Shabbos. Where do you find such an idea? The Itma, Rabba Amachashinon Shema Arla Kvushi, Pshat and the Mandioma Noel Admol has to do a Tavas Dabris because the Chshash Shema Arla Kvusha. Rav Yosef, Oma Vade Arla Kvushi, it's a Vade Arla Kvusha. And therefore, he held it in Mechal Shabbos. And before we go right there, I just want to speak something out. It says over here that Rav Adva'ava couldn't find the mile, so he took matters into his own hand and he did the Mila himself. Now, the halach is in Shulchan Aruch, in Shin Lamed Aleph, in Hilchas Shabbos, talking about Mila, in Shulchan Aruch, the pasuk is like this. Shin Lamed Aleph Sif Yud. Odom Shloy Mol Me'olam. A person who never did a Mila in his life, Lo Yomul B'Shabbos. He's not allowed to do a Mila B'Shabbos. Ava Mol Kvar Pamachas Mut Lomo B'Shabbos. The halacha is, someone never did a mila before, you cannot do a mila on Shabbos. Also do a mila on Shabbos. So the question is, how could Rav Ad do a mila on Shabbos if you're not amateur miles now do a mila? He has to do a mila once before. So the answer, he must have done a mila once before, but this time it didn't work out. He made him to a krosh shivcha. Because if not, amateur mile never did it because now I do a mila on Shabbos. Dr. Gemara Baita. Rav Yosef says that a noel of mohol that needs a mila, it's because vade or lekvushi. So what's the makar for that? Omar Rav Yosef, no amila. How do we know that? Where do I know that from? The Tanya, I know from a brisa. There's a brisa that says, another Tana over here. The Tanya, Rav Eliezer ha-kapra oimer, le-nechlu v'sham v'sil ha-noel k'shu mohol, sh'charek l'hatav men ha-dambris. V'sham v'sil do not argue, they hold, you have to be matav men ha-bris. This is similar to Rav Shim ben Elazar. But he says another piece of it. Ama nechlu, what they argue on, lechal lovas ha-shabbos. They argue if they lechal ha-shabbos. Be'sham e'erim lechal lovas ha-shabbos, because he holds his vaday kvusha. Or be'sil lo'erim e'erim lechal lovas ha-shabbos, because it's only a sofik. So, merav yesim edayik, who's Rav Eliezer arguing? There must be a tanakama to this brisa. Lav mechal tanakama, sof mechal lovas ha-shabbos. It must be the tanakama of this brisa holds that Rabbi Shammai still don't argue at all. They hold that you have to Tavas Dabris, and they hold that Lekuli Amo Yimachal Masa Shabbos. And therefore, if you pass like Vesil, so Yimachal Masa Shabbos, that's the Raya to Rav Yosef Shita, Rav Yosef Shita, to Shita from his Braisa. So I'm thinking, what's the Raya? Braisa? What's the Raya? What's the Raya from the Braisa? But Dilma Tanakama, Divrakal Imachal Koma. Maybe the Tanakama before Elazar Kappa held that Lekuli Amo, you cannot be Machal Shabbos. You cannot be Machal Shabbos. And that's why Elazar Kappa is coming to say, no, l'fi beis shammai kaponim mechal as a Shabbos. Break the Gemara, if that was the case, that's what Elazar Kappa was saying. Tanakama, you said that no one holds mechal on a Shabbos. I'm telling you, beis shammai holds a kubi mechal as Shabbos. Imkain, you know, for Noel Mol. Imkain, if that's the case, Elazar Kappa, time with the beis shammai as a Shabbos, is he coming to tell us the reason for beis shammai? So Mor says, no, I can still say pshat. Demokama, l'nechaku beis shammai silva dovazeh. He was trying to say it, the Tanakama holds that the Kuli Alma in Mechal Masa Shabbos, Al Tavas Dam Bris, he holds the Mechal Masa Shabbos is in the weekday, if you have to make Dam Bris or not, that is saying no, everyone agrees you have to make Dam Bris. The whole Mechalikas is if on Shabbos, you can Mechal Shabbos. So that's what he's trying to do. So then it's not just come and tell you the halacha of Beis Shammai. He's trying to tell you that Beis Hillel will agree that you have to be Matav Dam Bris. And not like Tanakama holds, only Beis Shammai holds, you have to be Matav Dam Bris. That's the thing, that the only argument in this, They don't argue at all in this. So just to be, to make a bissel of a sikum over here, comes out, there's really three shittas. The Tanakama in the first brisa holds, we have to remember, we always pass it to this hillel. So if you're the Tanakama in the first brisa, we go to this hillel, that you don't have to matif dan bris at all by noel mal. Nothing. You don't do anything. According to Rabbi Eliezer, a kapper, and also of Shimra Lazal, fi Rabbi at least, you have to matif dan bris because of a suffix, suffix or lakvusha. And therefore, only in the week you could do it. And they go again, Basil and Misham both agree, you have to matif dan bris. And according to Shimon Laws, they're only arguing by Ger. So then, in the weekday, you have to matan bris. But on Shabbos, you can't do it, because it's only within Suffolk. And then you have Rav Shimon Laws, the fear of Yosef, and Rav Adbahav also held like this. They have to matan dan bris, even on Shabbos, because he holds it's Vadai Orlo Kvusha. And Rav Pas like Tanakama, they don't have to do it. And Shmuel Pasuk of Shimon Laws, they have to do it. And in Chalok Lamaisa, it's the Machloikis. And in Shulchan Aruch, it's paskins that you do a Torah's Dan Bris V'chol and not on Shabbos. And the Rambam passed that also, it's a Shugah Shver Rambam, because in other places it's Mashma, you're not called the Oral, and there's Torah on that, there's an Oral, there's Mol, Ayin Chom in the Stipler, and other Achronim.